937.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning. And welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and hopefully where you live, the rain has stopped. It's been a crazy, crazy week again. Wow, you can't just get one day of rain. You've got to get Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and part of Saturday. There's just no end to the moisture this year. Crazy, crazy weather pattern. A northern part of the whole country is wet with flooding and all kinds of things, and the southern part of the country is hot, dry, and burning. No happy medium this year. I think what the south needs is a tropical storm, not a hurricane, a tropical storm to bring the moisture back and put out these fires that are absolutely going crazy all over the country. But if we can help you with your garden, other than providing you a little bit of sunshine, the phone number to call is 800-259-9231. Let's work together to solve some of the problems that you have, and there's things that are reoccurring again in our gardens. Fungus problems, the insects are beginning to go absolutely crazy, and the plants just seem to have stopped growing. And they stopped growing because of the weather. It's been cool. It has been very wet. It's been very cloudy. And if you live in the Northeast where I live, things just have just stopped. Nothing is growing because of the type of weather. But the diseases, the insects are everywhere. And we'll talk about some of those today. If you have particular problems in your garden, you give us a call, 800-259-9231. Now, on the positive side, if any of you have grown garlic, garlic is getting ready to do things now. If you look at your garlic plant, you're going to notice that there is a flower bud developing on a tall stem from the top of your plant. Now, the stem doesn't grow straight up in the air. It will grow, and it will twist and turn and curl. When that flower bud has made its second curl, you need to remove it. By removing the flower bud from your garlic, the plant will stop the production because the flower bud is gone and put all of its energy into making the bulb that's in the ground, and that's what you want, is the garlic bulb, larger, and increase the size of the individual cloves of your garlic. So, if it's beginning to curl, wait. If it's getting into the second curl, remove it. Cut it just above the leaf that it's coming out of. So, just above the top leaf, cut the flower off of your garlic. Don't throw it away. You can take that garlic flower, and you can put it in an arrangement. It looks beautiful with flowers. Or you can take it and steam it like you would steam fresh picked asparagus. We had some the other night. They're wonderful. It has a very mild onion flavor, a little bit of butter, salt and pepper. It is absolutely wonderful. If you do not remove the flour of the garlic, it's going to make a purpley blue colored flour in the shape of a ball and then eventually make seed. It takes forever to get garlic from seed. So you're better off to remove the flour. That way the energy goes right into that bulb and you'll have a much better garlic bulb for storage. Don't pull them out of the ground. They're going to get bigger and bigger. But get the flour off the plant. Those of you that have fruit trees, apples, peaches, pears, plums, whatever, we've had so much rain, I'd be willing to bet that any insecticide, fungicide that you have applied to that plant has been washed off. So when the sun comes out, make sure that you reapply your fruit tree spray. With all this moisture, the fungus are around, the insects are around, and you could run into a problem. So reapply your fruit tree spray. If you have roses, you definitely have to reapply your rose sprays because of the weather and the amount of rain. Most of the products that you apply wash off. And it really does make a big, big difference to the quality of your plant. Now, in the vegetable garden, just be aware. Watch your cucumbers, pumpkin, squash, and melons. Because when you get a lot of rain like this, the foliage can develop a white tinge to the leaf. That's called powdery mildew. And that can be treated with something like Serenade. It's all organic, it's all natural, and it will prevent it from getting worse. I'm going to apply it to my garden. I'm going to wait until Monday, let today clear up. Also, if you have tall phlox, lilacs, if you have lilacs, and in the past you've had a white coloration to the foliage, that's powdery mildew. And the type of weather that we've had will encourage that fungus to develop on your plants. And powdery mildew is common on lilacs. A rhododendron azalea called X-berry. It's a deciduous plant that will lose its foliage during the winter, and that will get powdery mildew. Zinnias will get powdery mildew. So probably wouldn't be a bad idea that when the sun does come out, if you have a product like Serenade, that you apply it to your gardens in general, just to be on the safe side. The weather is cool, very cloudy, wet, ideal conditions for that. The other thing I want you to do is to start checking your shrubbery and your trees. If you have Canadian hemlock, I want you to look at your trees. Turn the tips of the branches over and look on the underside of the foliage. Canadian hemlocks will get an insect called woolly adelgid. And it looks like little pieces of cotton. And woolly adelgid will be on the tips of the plant where the new growth is, on the ends of the branches. But it's on the underside of the leaf. If you see this on your hemlocks, again, it looks like white cotton, do not wait treat the plant with a product called Tree and Shrub. It's a systemic. And if you can apply it now, you don't have to even spray it. You mix it in a bucket or a watering can. You pour it around the base of the tree. The tree will absorb it and take it up, and it will kill the woolly adelgid in your hemlock. So just be aware of it. There's a lot of bugs out there. If you have hydrangea, not the blue, but the white, the one called Annabelle, and it's a ball rather than a cone, a ball shape, starts off green, and then will turn pure white. The plant itself will grow in a neighborhood of 3 to 4 feet, multi-heads. Look at your plant. You could have some of the leaves that have been folded over. They look like a bag, like a pouch. Pull them open. There's a little caterpillar inside. But it's very, very common at this time of the year with the rain. And just open up the pouch and treat with spinosad to kill the caterpillar.
Now that the gardens are planted, let's feed them with the new Bloomin' and Rootin' fertilizer from Fertiloam. This 9-59-8 plant food will make your garden explode. Flowers and vegetables will grow like you've never seen it before. That's Bloomin' and Rootin' fertilizer. This year, let's kill those problem weeds and save some money. Say goodbye to poison ivy, poison oak, sumac, and hundreds more with Fertiloam Kills All. Half the price of Roundup, twice as strong because it's generic. Kills All. Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of Deer Scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's Deer Scram.
You've changed your light bulbs. You recycle aluminum cans. Maybe you drive a fuel-efficient car. You're doing your part to make a better future. But what about the problems you're facing right now, like pests, weeds, and diseases? Use Natria instead, the line of alternative solutions using naturally derived, non-synthetic active ingredients to effectively protect your home, lawn, and garden. Problem solved. Natria, from Bayer Advanced. Pest, weed, and disease control that fits your life. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
The problem with traditional lawn weed killers? New weeds keep coming back, and you have to treat them again and again. It's frustrating and costly, but one simple application of Bayer Advanced season-long weed control for lawns kills current weeds and prevents new weeds for up to 6 months. Apply anytime, spring through fall, and spend more time enjoying your lawn and less time weeding it. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions. See product label for kill and prevent weed list.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club, 800-259-9231. Tom, good morning.
Morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm great. You ready to do a little bit of gardening?
Oh, you bet.
Who do we have up first, Tom?
First up, we've got Joe from Massachusetts with a question about his tomatoes.
Joe, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
How you doing, Paul?
Great. How are you? I wish
good.
The sun would come out.
Oh, boy, it's killing me. I landscape, and we're so far behind, we don't know what to do. Tomatoes. Now, as you know, obviously, we're getting a lot of rain. Most of mine are in containers, and they're already approaching 4 feet. And this year, usually they get to about 7 or 8. And this year I want to top them off. When should I start topping them off?
Have they started making flowers?
Yes. And also I have, I walked around yesterday afternoon, and I have 2 tomatoes on each of the 8 plants. Small, and I don't know if this is a genetic thing, but they both seem to be, both tomatoes seem to be popping on the same spot in each plant. I have 4 early girls and 4 sweet 100s.
Okay. Well, your sweet 100s seem to be a little bit more prolific as we get warmer weather.
I do know that.
Yeah, so don't panic on the cherry tomatoes, and being that they grow much smaller, they ripen a lot faster. What I would do is just to keep a close eye, because if you prune them now, you run the risk that instead of the plant continuing the process that it's doing now, it will stop getting taller. It will make a lot of suckering branches, which is okay, but you will have a temporary halt in flower bud production, probably for about 2 weeks, which means that for 2 weeks after you've pinched the plant, because it's no longer getting taller, no flower buds will form on that plant. So I wouldn't touch that plant as far as pinching it until at least the middle of July. until maybe puts on another two or three clusters of flower buds on that plant. Tomatoes are pollinated by the wind. And when you get a lot of rain like this, the pollen doesn't blow around in the air with the wind, because if the flower shakes, it's wet, and the pollen doesn't fall from the flower. So what I want you to do, Joe, is as soon as the plant dries, and hopefully by the middle of today, you'll be in pretty good shape. We had some drying weather here yesterday. The roads are dry, but the grass is still really wet. But what I want you to do today is to go to your tomato plants, give them a good shake, because you don't need the wind. You don't need the bees. You need the wind. So if you take your plant, gently shake it, the flower will ring just like a bell. And as your tomato flower rings like a bell, the pollen that's in it will dislodge, will blow around, and will help to pollinate that bloom to give you flowers down the road. My dad always did that in his garden. Every morning before he went to work, he would go into the garden, gently grab the tomato cages, and shake the tomato plants gently, just so that the plant moves. That way you have much, much better pollination. And with 4 days of rain, that means that any flower that's been open for those 4 days have had no pollen deposited in that bloom. So as soon as it dries, shake them, shake them, shake them. Now, the other thing I want you to be aware of is we've been wet. Keep a close eye on the foliage. And if at the first sign of any discoloration, get a fungicide on it. And growing them in tomatoes in containers is a stress. I would apply either Actinovate or Tomato Maker. Either one of those two. It's a great fertilizer, and it will prevent a lot of fungus problems on that plant. If we can help you, 800-259-9231.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Most Americans believe famine and hunger will never happen. But what if, day one, mayhem breaks out at grocery stores? Day three, families are on edge. Day five, the neighbors come knocking. Day 10, small bands of thieves begin stealing at gunpoint. Day 15, desperation, but the government can't help because there's no food left. Introducing the grab-and-go emergency food supply from Solutions from Science. 84 delicious, nutritious food servings, including breakfast, lunch, and dinner entrees. Enough to feed 4 adults for a week. Every meal 100% vegetarian for longer shelf life. Claim your grab-and-go emergency food supply today at foodshortagesolutions.com. That's foodshortagesolutions.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Grab-and-go emergency food supply.
Better a year too soon than one day too late.
Just caught me off guard. So.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed. Or your money back.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Alice from Massachusetts with a question about brown spots in her lawn.
Alice, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. It's good to hear you. And we both enjoy your show a great deal. I have three questions. The most important one has to do with brown spots in the lawn, and there are lots of them. I went out there to really look at it this morning to see if it was, well, of course, nothing's dry now, but to see if the brown grass was stiff or anything, but it's not. It's very soft. And there's green coming up through it, but it's all over the place.
Okay.
Should I mention the other two?
Yeah, give me the other two questions.
Okay. Daffodils that do not bloom and haven't bloomed for years. I planted them 10 years ago. The things that are in gardens are wonderful, but the ones that are in fields and so on are doing nothing. And a Martha Washington geranium that is absolutely huge. I have time release in it and have had since March. It's not doing a thing. Beautiful, huge plant, no blooms.
Okay. Is your Martha Washington inside the house or outside?
It was inside through the winter, but it's outside now and it's just enormous.
Okay. Martha Washington is a wonderful variety of the geranium family. And traditionally, it will start to bloom in March. and will bloom until the weather gets really, really hot. It's a plant that prefers cool temperatures to initiate the flowering cycle of that plant. And you'll normally find a lot of Martha Washington geraniums available like at Easter time. Sometimes they'll be available for Valentine's Day, even as early as that. But it likes the cool weather. So, and we've had plenty of cool weather. We haven't had a heck of a lot of sun. So what I would try and do is look for a fertilizer. There's one that's called Rooting and Blooming. It's made by Fertiloam. It has a lot of phosphorus in it. So you need a fertilizer that when you look at the three numbers on the package, the middle number should be at least two, possibly three times higher than the first or the third number. That way it encourages flower buds rather than foliage, because you've got plenty of foliage. So next year, what you want to do is, as you get into the end of February and into March, you need to cool it down. Give it plenty of light, but try and cool it down. That will help to initiate the flower buds on that plant. Daffodils that have been planted for naturalizing in a grassy area, you need to allow the foliage to grow normally and to turn brown by itself. So if it's in a field and it's getting mowed before the foliage has a chance to ripen, that could be the problem. The other thing is, it wouldn't hurt to feed them. And if you could grab a bag of something like Plant Tone fertilizer, because you can buy that in 25 pounds and 50 pound bags, I would just take a walk through the field and scatter that fertilizer where your daffodils are to try and help them, because the bulb is competing for the same food that the grasses are in your natural state. And the grass grows for a much longer period of time, and it's able to pull more food, so the bulb is having a lot of competition. So if you could put some fertilizer right around each of your foliage, you're going to see a big difference. In your lawn, the thing you want to do today, Alice, is as soon as the lawn dries, get a bamboo rake and rake those areas where you've got spots. Fungus will spread by falling over on top of a healthy plant. So like dominoes, if you can air out that area with your rake to lift up the blades of grass, that will help better air circulation around the blade. That would be the first thing. The next thing I would do is, if you've got a lot of them in your lawn, it's caused by all this weather, you need to get a fungicide for the lawn. Go to your local garden center. Scotts and Bayer both have a lawn fungicide that you can apply to the grass. And if you only have a few spots here and there, rake it. Hope that the sun comes out and you should be okay. But if you've got a lot of these spots, brown or red or pink, give it a good raking and put down a fungicide, because who knows what this weather is going to be. You need to stop it before it gets out of control any more than it already is, okay? So that should be your priority. Great questions. Thank you. Tom, who's up next?
Next up we have Fred from New Hampshire with a question about tomatoes.
Fred, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. Hey, Fred.
Hey, how you doing, Paul? Sorry about that. Thought we lost
you. No problem.
With all the rain, I'm concerned about a blight being a factor later in the summer. or at some point. And this year I did not use plastic around my plants.
Okay.
Last year I did. I had no problems. The year before I got wiped out. I'm wondering if I should go ahead and put plastic now around these plants where I haven't. And so I see a lot of splash up in the garden all over the leaves from all the dirt and the... I think that might lead to a problem.
Yeah. The one thing that I would do is you need to get a fungicide in that plant. And, you know, I was thinking about what I should talk about this morning before the show began. And there are two products on the market that will take care of blight. One of them is called Actinovate, Actinovate. Now, this is a natural product. It is a bacteria developed in Texas for the tomato industry, and it will prevent the blights that will come later on during the year. The other one is called Organocide, and both of these are very, very good. The Actinovate is a real specialty product for tomatoes. And Organocide has ingredients in it. And again, this is a organic mixture. Organocide will take care of insects and diseases on fruit trees and on vegetables. And you really should be thinking about this, because your plants right now are looking good. And with the amount of rain that we have had and the temperature, the foliage has been wet for days and days and days. And if we get some heat with all the moisture in the ground, if we should get some 80s and 90s and it stays hot, the plant is going to grow very, very quickly because moisture activates the fertilizer in the ground. So the plant will have plenty of food. And if it gets hot, it's going to just explode, and the plants are going to grow very, very quickly. When you get a lot of this flush-type growth very quickly, that's when your plants are more vulnerable to fungus. So as soon as it dries out, I would get either Actinovate or Organocide and get it on the garden. Both of them will take care of powdery mildew. So hit your cucumbers, squash, pumpkins to prevent the powdery mildew on the foliage. And I mean, I wouldn't hesitate. And Monday, that's number one job for me. I'm going to put a fungicide on the entire garden. If you have perennials, if you have annuals, the same thing. Previous caller, Alice, has a problem in the lawn. Look at your lawn when it dries out for little spots. Fungus is everywhere. Just be aware of it. And tomatoes, you're right. With potential of a problem, get it on it. And if you're able to put the plastic down to prevent that splashing, I have a special fabric in my garden. And it's a self-watering blanket. My tomatoes are great. Everything looks good. But I'm still going to put down Actinovate to prevent fungus problems on my tomatoes. Tom, who's up next?
Next up we have Rodine from Rothbury with a question about root problems.
Rodine, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Corp.
Good morning. It's Robine.
Robine, good morning.
Yes, good morning. I'm calling because each year I plant turnips.
Yes.
And I get those maggots in the bottom, and
okay.
I don't get turnips.
Okay. I don't know if you're going to be able to have results with it now, but there is a company called Bonide, B-O-N-I-D-E, Lawn and Garden. And they have a brand new product that came out this year, and it's called Garden 8 Granules. And Garden 8 Granules is the first product in the last 10 years that will take care of the root maggot, and that's what you have on your turnip. It's a little worm that gets in there. You normally have to put the product in the ground at the time that you plant. So what I would do is, and you can, and I mean, you've got no choice at this point, where your turnip are coming up, I would take your fingers and dig on each side of the row of turnips. Do one side, then do the other. If you can remove some of the soil around your turnips that are growing in the ground, maybe an inch, maybe a little bit more without disturbing the plant too bad, you need to get granular 8. It's a brand new product, and Bonide is the only company that has this product. Sprinkle some lightly right down the row, right near the root of your turnip, and then cover it with soil. Then do the other side of the row and do the same thing. Sprinkle it lightly, cover it with soil, and then water. This new Garden 8 granules, not the powder, granules, is the only product that will take care of root maggot on your cold weather crops, broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, and it will also keep the a problem with potatoes. If you've had that little worm that's going in your potatoes, this is the only product of now available that will solve that problem. But it's got to be in the soil, not on top. So you got to get it in the trench a little bit. Give it a try. Great question. Thank you.
If you like Sluggo, you'll love new Sluggo Plus. Sluggo Plus just made gardening easier. With its new formulation of iron phosphate plus spinosad, Sluggo Plus controls snails and slugs, plus earwigs, roly-poly or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Approved for organic gardening, Sluggo Plus packs a powerful punch and can be used on ornamentals, vegetables, fruit trees, berries, turf, and in non-commercial greenhouses. With the added control of 4 pesky garden insects, Sluggo Plus is snail and slug control at its best. Simply scatter Sluggo Plus pellets evenly around and near the base of the plants to be protected. It remains effective even after rain or sprinkling and can be applied to vegetable gardens up to 3 days before harvest. When it comes to snail and slug control, Sluggo Plus is a gardener's best friend. Plus, you get control of earwigs, roly-poly or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Approved for organic gardening, new formulation Sluggo Plus is available at your local garden supply store. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Manure. It's not a pretty word, yet some plant food is made of it. Not Whitney Farms plant foods. They're organic and loaded with naturally occurring high-energy proteins plants need to develop strong roots. Not low-energy manure. Want strong roots and well-fed plants? Use Whitney Farms. You'll see the big, beautiful results. Plus, you won't get dusty or smell like manure when you're done working with Whitney Farms. Buy them today at your independent garden center and hardware store. It's your yard and you're the boss. You need hardworking soils. Start with Osmocote potting and planting soils. They're made from rich organic materials like sphagnum peat moss to hold water. Plus, they contain Osmocote plant food to provide nutrients plants need to feed for up to 6 months, helping plants grow incredibly beautiful gardens, which gives you a sense of pride in your work. That's what being a great boss is all about. Buy Osmocote soils today at your independent garden center and hardware store.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
The folks at eFoods Direct have saved you from the huge price increases on food by buying raw materials ahead and packing your supplies themselves. They haven't increased their prices on great long-term food reserves since last year. With the rising cost of raw materials and gas prices, they can't hold off any longer. As of July 1st, eFoods Direct is forced to increase their prices so they can still ship you the best storable food on the planet. Until the end of June, you can lock in the cost of your food at last year's prices by calling 800-409-5633. Your time is running out to build your supply with the best food on the planet at last year's prices with eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633. Prices go up at the end of June. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, call 800-409-5633, or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. This Garden 8 Granules is wonderful. We used to have a product called Diaznon, and it was taken off the shelf because it lasted too long in the soils. And this Garden 8 has just been approved this spring to take care of what Diaznon did in the vegetable garden. So you may have to look around and go to your garden center. They can order it for you. But it's Bonide Garden 8 Granules. And again, it's something that you normally put into the trench where you put your seed or you put your plant in the hole. So sprinkling on top of the ground isn't going to do any good. So you need to get it where the insect problem is, okay? So do that, and next year, sprinkle it in the trench with your seed, and that should totally prevent the root maggot from hurting turnips, carrots, beets, and all of your cold weather crops. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Stan from Massachusetts with a question about his hydrangeas.
Stan, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
I have a problem with clematis and endless summer hydrangeas.
Okay.
As to when to fertilize both and when to prune the endless summer. And I have one other problem, which has to do with rodents and, in particular, chipmunks and rabbits.
Okay. On your endless summer, is different than your common blue hydrangea. The endless summer is a hybrid of your blue hydrangea, and it will make flowers on the new growth as well as old wood. Most of your blue hydrangea flower on branches made the previous year. The endless summer will make some blooms on the new growth that will develop during June, July, and August. Okay? Now, as far as pruning, what you want to do is you control the size of your hydrangea by pruning in the spring only, never in the fall. You never, ever prune your blue or your pink hydrangea in the fall. Always in the spring. Wait until the new growth begins to form. And if you have a branch with no new foliage, remove it. If you have a big branch and you have a lot of new growth, you can cut it back by one-third. But you need to have new growth remaining when you're done pruning. Okay? But it's always done in the spring. And in New England, it's going to be done during mid to late May. If you go into the Carolinas, it's probably going to happen during late April, early May. But wait until the new growth begins to form on the plant before you prune it. It will make a big, big difference. Most of your animals that cause a problem, you can buy an animal repellent that you can put on your plant. The problem, we've had a lot of rain. So when you put an animal repellent on your plant and you get all this much moisture, you have to reapply it after the rain stops. And this year, if you live in the northern part of the country, you've had a lot of rain and you've had to reapply over and over and over. And if you don't, it's washed away and you will have a problem. Just like fruit trees. If you don't reapply your fruit tree spray after a rain like this, your crop has lost its protection. For fruit trees and berries, you cannot use a systemic because a systemic would go inside the apple, the orange, the peach, the pear. So you have to use something that sits on the surface of the foliage to control the fungus or disease. So after a good rain, you need to reapply it over and over again. If you don't get a rain, every 2 weeks. They are products that will break down so that it doesn't create a problem on what you're trying to grow. So normally, fruit trees, every 2 weeks, you get a lot of rain when the rain stops.